saying a minute ago, Mishenichas Av Mimatim B'Simcha, Mishenichas Adar Mimatim B'Simcha. So Rashi over there says that the Simcha of Adar is Purim and Pesach, which is coming up. The Sfasemes over there in Tainis on the Gemara there says that the Duke and the Gemara are not like that. The Gemara compares Adar with Av. The union of Av is the union of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So it's Meduik in the Gemara that the Simcha of Adar also has Shaychus to the Beis HaMikdash. So he says that the connection that Adar has to the Beis HaMikdash is Parsha Shkolim. Parsha Chodesh Adar, they were machmas al Shkolim, that the Yidin bought the Shkolim for the Korbanos, for the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yifei Noif, Misais Kol Aretz, the source of Simcha in Klal Yisrael, was the Beis HaMikdash, the Ashuras HaShchina, that was there. And that's the connection of the Simcha that Shkolim had. It was the Simcha of Ashuras HaShchina in Klal Yisrael, the Simcha of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the Simcha of Adar. Simcha of Adar is the Parsha Shkolim, is the bringing of the Shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash. I want to speak along those lines with something a little bit different, along those lines, and expand on what we spoke a little bit about Friday. The whole world is looking for to be happy. Everyone's looking for simcha, right? That's what everyone's busy doing. Everyone's looking for happiness, everyone's looking to be happy. And it's very funny, we have halacha, be happy. Right? It comes out there, you're supposed to be happy. So everyone's there. It's not today, the same, everyone's happy. So it's like Shabbos Nachum, what's a Shabbos Nachum? Tell everyone to be happy. They're speaking the Chama about the Beis HaMikdash, and they're Sufid, they're happy. But you're talking about a state of mind. You're talking about a hargosha. How can a person, what avodah could a person do happy? But I'm miserable. And if I'm miserable, I'm miserable. Gendik. How does a person come to simcha? What does it mean? And also maybe what's the connection to the shkolim? There's a pasuk that says, "Or is a rule at tzaddik." Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha. In the davening of Rosh Hashanah, in the Siddur HaGro, the Siach Yitzchak, the Talmud of the Goin, explains the difference between Or Zeru La Tzadik and the Yishrei Lev Simcha. I'm paraphrasing a little bit and I'm adjusting a little bit, but the message is the same idea what he says there. He says that there are two dargas. There's a tzaddik. A tzaddik is somebody who has battles with the Yetzer Hara. Tzaddik means, I won the battle. I was tzaddik. I was tzaddik. I had a battle. I have a terrible battle. And I won the battle. Or Zerua is a gevaldika light for him. There's a higher darga than that. And that's a darga of a Yishrei Lev. A Yishrei Lev is somebody whose heart already is yosher, is straight. That's a different darga. That means a tzaddik is somebody whose lev is not yosher. It's confounded and mixed up and being pulled the tug of war from one end of the world to the other with all the battles that we all fight, but he wins the battles. Is a vada or is a ruach a tzaddik? He's a tzaddik. Or is a ruach, because Baruch Hu shines on him. But there's another dargah of, but he's not besimcha yet. But he's not besimcha. Simcha is not, he's in the middle of a war. Yishrei Lev is already a higher dargah, says the Siach Yitzchak, of somebody who's already not in the middle of this tug of war. He's reached some sort of status quo, some sort of clarity. Yashrus means the straightness. I'm Yashur. His Lev is Yashur already. He was Mesakin his Lev to the point where he has a sense of calm, a sense of clarity, a sense of Yashrus. Then and only then could he be Besimcha. Then you're Besimcha. Then your person's happy. I once had a hargosha. I said it over once at a drosha at Shever Brachas, and I was very happy. I saw afterwards in Sukkot's grad. I saw the Sfasemes says the vort. I said it once as a pshatel, and I thought it was like a pilpul. But he says it a number of times, so he's reshus to say it over. It says we say in Shever Brachas, in one of the Shever Brachas, Sameach to Samach Reim Ahuvim, Kesameach to Yitzircha Began Eden Mikedem. So one of the famous kashas at the drosha at the Shever Brachos is that it says that we say a bracha to the Chosan Kala, because Baruch Hu Shemesameach you, like he was Msamech, Adam and Chava. Kesamech, Yetzircha, be Gan Eden Mikadam. Steht, that was a gewaltige Simcha in Gan Eden. Without discussing the Chos and Kala aspects now, there are young Bochum here, won't go into it. But what was the Simcha in Gan Eden? Steht, it was a gewaltige Simcha. Chazal said it was a gewalt. What was the Simcha? Is perhaps the pshat is, and that's what the Sfasem says tak in Sukkis, Elokim Boris Adam Yosher. Adam Rishon was created Yosher. He was created without the confusion. He was created without the tug of war. He was created with clarity. Adam Rishon was Yosher. Elokim Boris Adam Yosher. We say that Ein Simcha Elokatoros Asvekas. The Omer Kapshat is, it's not that, oi, I don't have the burden of making the decision. I don't have the tug of war anymore. I have a clarity. The Simcha of HaTorah HaSveikas is the Simcha of Yashros, of L'Yishrei Lev Simcha. The Simcha of Adam HaRishon, of Kesamech Yetzircha Ben Ganei Mekadam, was Elokim Boras Adam Yashor. He was happy because he wasn't in the middle of this of the Tzaddik. He was a Yashor. And he was clear what he needed to do, and he had a clarity. He had Bechira, not getting into what was the nature of the Bechira of the Yashor, as opposed to the nature of the Bechira of the Tzaddik. It's two different Bechiras. But Adam Rishon Lefnei Achet was a Yashar, and he wasn't pulled this way, he wasn't pulled that way, he was clear cut, he knew what he needed to do, and he had a clarity when he got up in the morning. He didn't make it to the next morning, but by the time he got up the next morning already, he wasn't clear anymore, it wasn't anymore Yashar. It was ready after the Chet. But when he was born, when he was created in a matzav of Yashar, of clarity, without the Togwa. I mean, Meila, he was B'Simcha. He had L'Yishrei Leiv Simcha. That's the Samech Yitzchak Ben Yitzchak Luchayr. That's the pshat. That's why Sefer Bereishis is called, it's one of the pshatim I'm suggesting, Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer Yosher, because it begins with Adam Rishon, who was created in a matzav of Yosher and a matzav of Simcha. That's what the Siach Yitzchak says in the Siddur HaGro and Rosh Hashanah. You can look it up yourself. It's kedai to see it inside. That's the gedur of the Yishrei Leiv Simcha. If there's Yishrei Leiv, then there's Simcha. That's the pshat of Adam Rishon Lefnei Achet. That was his darga. If that's the condition for Simcha, so how could Chazal tell us Mishenichnas Adam Rav B'Simcha? What was the artificial thing? You drink a bottle of wine, you're happy. That's not Simcha. Make a joke, right? They bring in a clown. Say Machz Vitzin. Say it. Say you laugh. It's not Simcha though. It's certainly not the Simcha of the Yishrei Leiv. It's the Simcha of the opposite of the Yishrei Leiv. So how could Chazal tell us that the Yishrei Mishenichas Abba Mar B'Simcha? They're for sure talking about a real Simcha. They weren't talking about a Simcha of Hailulus, and they weren't talking about an artificial Simcha. They were talking about a Simcha Pnimis, that a person could have a Simcha of the Yishrei Leiv. That Dargo of Elokim Boras Adam Yashar. That's the only Simcha that we find, by the way. We don't find another Simcha in the Torah and Chazal. The Simcha of clarity, the Simcha of knowing what I'm doing, the Simcha of without the tug of war, the Simcha of a calmness, of a menuchas and nefesh. Do we have shachas to a bechlal? So I was thinking that it has shachas to Parshas Kol. We do have shachas to it. We don't have shachas to it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year. We don't have shachas to it. But we do have a bechina of it. I want to add on something that we spoke about Friday. On Friday, I want to add on something very important. We spoke about on Friday, and I want to add on a major hesafa. We spoke about Friday that Niskasha Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi brings it down. That Niskasha Moshe Rabbeinu about the Machas Hashekel, Achakos Brochu, Herole Matbeya Shel Eish. There's a lashon I saw in Tanchuma over Shabbos, a shocking lashon, a few more words that I never saw before. It says, "Miskasha Moshe Rabbeinu on the Machas Hashekel, Hoytzi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Matbeya Shalish Mitachas V'Kisei Hakovet, VeHerole Matbeya Shalish." Hakadosh Baruch Hu took out a matbeya shalish mitachas V'Kisei Hakovet and showed it to him. What was Miskasha Moshe Rabbeinu? What exactly in Nekuda Machas Hashekel was so shver for him to understand? It's perhaps we can suggest that what was shver to him was, we spoke on Friday, but I spoke on other times, and I want to go over the Nekuda again, which is something very important. And I want to talk about it for a few minutes in a little bit of a broader way. The Inyan of Machas HaShekel, more than anything else, was a Nekuda that they had to give it Lishma. We spoke on Friday about it, that the inyan that each one gave a machas shekel, hadal yabe, hadal yamid, v'oshel yabe, the inyan that everyone gave the same amount, and everyone gave a minimal amount, which is more important, the inyan of giving a minimal amount, and the inyan that everybody gave the same amount, was to show that you're giving it lishmo. The rich guy is not giving $1 million and getting a plaque out of it, and the poor guy is not getting away with getting less because of what he is. I mean, there's no zich, there's no me. There's no me poor and there's no me rich. Everyone's giving the same thing, and everyone's giving the minimal to show. The whole message of the Machas HaShekel was not to give the half a shekel, but to do an act of lishma. I want to expand on that. Hashras HaShechin in the world can only come, the Beis HaMikdash is the place in the world where there's the purity and the Kedusha and the Taro where the Shechina could put himself. The Shechina can only put himself in a place where there's lishma. Where it's, if it's for you, then it's no makom for the Shechina. If it's about my kinah, it's about my taiva, it's about my kavod, so there's no makom for the Hashras HaShechina. The Shechina can only come in a place where it's totally lishma. So the Beis HaMikdash and the makom Hashras HaShechina had to be built by an act of lishma. Had to be by done by people doing something lishma. And the act of lishma was giving the minimal amount, everybody, even if it's too much for you and even if it's too little for you. Do it l'shem shemayim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you. It's very interesting that the Torah called this Nedivah Slave. Nedivah Slave usually means I'm a philanthropist, I'm open-hearted. That's called Nedivah Slave. When I tell you, you have to give a Machas HaShekel, not more, not less. That's called Nedivah Slave. And the answer is, yeah, that's called Nedivah Slave. That's coming mamish from your heart. There's nothing of you mixed into it. Nedivah Slave means I have an open heart. If I can let you give whatever you want, that means there's you mixed into it. There's your considerations which are mixed into it. I want to give more because I want to get covered. I want to give less because I need the money for other things. Nedivah Slave means that I'm opening my heart completely. And a person could get to a darg of Nedivah Slave by giving a little Machas HaShekel because he's giving it L'Shem Shemayim. Echad Amar v'Echad Amamed u'Bavad Shechavli L'Shem Shemayim. The Beis HaMikdash was built by an act of L'Shem Shemayim. I would add on and say that the inyan of lishma is particularly difficult when a person is giving something of his own. When a person gives something which is his own, so he says to himself, it's mine. He has a feeling that he's giving up something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or the word is, I'm giving my thing. Is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that Klai Yisrael should do an act of lishma, it wasn't enough to say, I want to basically give something out of your pocket. Give something that you worked hard for, give something that you earned, give something that belongs to you. And give up your feeling of zich completely. Give it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely without any feelings of it's mine and I'm choshev. And that's why everyone gave the same amount and everyone gave a minimal amount. Only through that could there be built a Beis HaMikdash, could the Shechina come down. That was the idea of the Machas HaShekel. The Machas HaShekel was lishma. How does a person get to such a darga? We don't have shachas to lishma. Everything we do, the me is mixed into it. And that's the mechitza between a person and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everything we do. It's perhaps that's the pshat that Niskasha Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu Fashtanen, that the inyan of the Machas HaShekel was taka for this inyan. The inyan was lishma. That a person should do a pu'ula only for Kodesh Baruch Hu, not for himself. He should get nothing out of it. And that was the whole matar of the Machas HaShekel. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need your Machas HaShekel, doesn't need your money. You can build a Beis HaMikdash without it. The whole purpose of Machas HaShekel was that there should be one place in the world which was built as a result of the lishma of Klal Yisrael. They should do a pure act, one little act, a tiny little act. But the tiny little act that they're doing should be completely unadulterated, completely pure, completely l'shem shemayim. Without any ifs, ands, and buts, without any zich involved in it. And that's the makom where the Shechina is going to rest. A little bit of purified, sterilized, unadulterated lishma. Tiny bit. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand such a thing. Niskasha Moshe Rabbeinu, how could it be such a thing? How does a person get to such a thing? How could a person do something completely lishma? That I'm going to bring the Beis HaMikdash into the world. Niskasha Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kenet Zayin, a person always has himself involved. He always has his own agenda involved. He never does anything alone. Shtein Tanchuma, Hitzia Kodesh Baruch Hu mitachas kisi akoved matbea shalesh. Tachas Kisei HaKovid is where a person comes from. A person comes from Tachas Kisei HaKovid. A person's neshama is chatsuva mitachas Kisei HaKovid. That's where a person's neshama comes from. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hezuk Tzu. You're right. In the world that you live in the Elam Hazeh, where you're everything is mixed in. Hakin of atayv akov and moitzin as adam in oilam. You're right. How can you do something English more? Asher leyab adal leyamet. We can design. But you should know that the matbeah shel esh mitachas kizi akovid. You come mitachas kizi akovid. You're mechubet hakadosh baruch hu. That's your etzem mitzias. That's where you come from. That's where you are. Is because not a person doesn't live with that recognition that he's mitachas kizi akovid, that that's his etzem mitzias. That is etzem muhus. Zavadi, you can't do anything lishma. We're wrapped up in our daily kinna taiva cover. We're wrapped up in all our yetzaharas. We're wrapped up in zich. We're wrapped up in the guf. The guf is me, and the guf wants all the good things of olam hazeh, which disturb a person doing something lishma. Of Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Hazav too." A yid comes from tachas kizi akovid. A yid's not a somebody in Harlem. A yid comes from tachas kizi akovid, and mitachas kizi akovid, he has the yichayelus to do such a thing. I want to stress something. There's always a mistaken thing whenever I speak about these things. So everyone comes right away and says, let's do it a whole year. So I want to stress, Parshas Shkolim is only once a year. Right? So it's Purim only once a year. And Tisha B'Av is also only once a year for those of you who get depressed. Yeah? Only once a year. Parshas Shkolim is once a year. It's Vaistois. From the fact that Parshas Shkolim is only once a year, it's Vaistois that a person can't do it more than once a year. I said, for all of you who are planning out to leave here and go fast for 40 days and go to the Kaisel 40 days, you know it's easier to go to the Kaisel 40 days straight and even twice than learn one hard Tosfos. What, straight from beginning to end? You wear that? Rechaim, did you wear that? What? You did both, right?
No, I didn't.
You did Tosfos, you did.
You did.
Is the Pshat is, Parshas Shkolim only comes once a year. That a person with one act of lishma, with one of bevat yichav and libos olavas rashamayim, with one act of lishma, a person can be mischaber to tachas kizi akovid. But it means a real act of lishma. Hadal leyaber, ha'asher leyamit. You're getting nothing out of it. Imagine shtol zechfor, guy's a billionaire, right? Shtol zechfor, Badner from Muncie, the big baltstocker. What's the other guy's name? He's a fortune. His name, Plick. He said last year he gave $600 million. Can you imagine? And he comes and they're building the base of Mikdash, and they say, well, you know, the guy they say giving out change. The guy right gives a $100,000 bill and he gives him back $999, and they start counting out the change of the agarot. The guys didn't have, the guy still got angry. They count out the change and he left with a half a hamachas shekel. Yeah? Stolzefor. What the guy felt like. And the guy said, don't you know who I am? Say that. Nothing. Half a shekel. Next case. I'm just a schlepper, the schnorr, they met in the shul one day in the morning to collect his chatzah shekels, I think. What's the pshat? Not to put everybody down. The pshat is, do it l'shem shemayim. Don't do it for yourself at all. You're going to get nothing out of it. The poor man gets nothing out of it because he doesn't have the half a shekel. For him, it's pure aggravation, by the way. The rich man gets nothing out of it because for him, it's a pure insult. And all of Klal Yisrael is doing an act of l'shma one time a year, do something l'shma for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chavin libo of l'shmayim. That darga is a darga which is almost impossible. It's a darga that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand it. Niskasha Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, what are you talking about? You're going to go tell the usher, lo yaber, not to give a penny more than machas ha-shekel, because you want to change my person? What's going to be with the jich? What's going to be with us? What's going to be with me? Right? The question we all ask ourselves, right? So sometimes something comes up and you say to yourself, what's going to be with me? What about me? Stainish to say. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu says, we'll cancel Parshas Shkolim, we'll go straight to Parshas Zachar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Herzog too. Take a tabashalei shtachas kisei kovid. There's a dargo that even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. There's a dargo that a yid has that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. There's a dargo that a yid has that even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. He didn't know. He didn't realize the height of the neshama of a yid, that a yid can get such a thing. Every yid. The usher, with the dal, every yid can get to a darg of l'shem shemaim. Everybody has the yichaylus. Every yid has to give a machas hashakel. That's a darg of l'yishri lev. When a person is able to push away all his agendas and all his private what about me's, and for 1 second rise above it, for 1 second have a blink of tachas kisei akovid, how he looks, without any personal agendas, without any personal negiyus, without any personal getting anything, getting nothing out of it, pure aggravation, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's touched for a split second. For a split second, he's touched a darg of Odom Yishol Fenechet. He's touched the darg of Yisraelev. He's left behind him all the tug of wars that pull him. That pulled him this way and pulled him that way. And he became a Yisraelev. His lev was calm. He's not pulled by anything. He's not doing anything because of a right turn, because of a left turn. He's Yisraelev. He's straight ahead. That's the darg of Simcha of Chodesh Adar. And that's what the Sfas maybe is hinting at. That the Simcha of Chodesh Adar is a Simcha of Or Zeruah LaTzadik LeYisraelev Simcha because of the Shkolim. The Shkolim is a peak of the year in a certain akuda. It's not the peak of the year of the Jewish calendar, legabi dveikus b'kodesh baruch hu, but legabi a person's avoida. There's an opportunity in shkolim that the mitzvah gives a person that a person doesn't have the whole year to raise it to completely. On Yom Kippur, we get it from Isarusa de Leila. On Yom Kippur, kodesh baruch hu gives it to us. But in shkolim, there's a darga where a person is given the opportunity. He's forced to. You're forced to do it, and the minute you do it, you're left with nothing. You're forced to do something which is lishma. And it's called nedivus slave. It's called you're opening up your heart. That's the emes of nedivus slave. The emes of nedivus slave is when a guy makes the nedav and he's getting nothing out of it. So even though it looks like nothing, where's the nedivus slave? First of all, he's giving nothing. Second of all, what's he giving? It's like a shakin. That's called nedivus slave. Yeah, he opened up his heart for the first time in his life. Like Ef in the heart. He opened up his heart because he did it not for himself. And for that psich of the nedivus slave that he opened up his heart for the first time, you don't need a lot of money. Fakir, a lot of money ruins it. A lot of money takes it away. It brings with it COVID and feelings I'm this, and I earned the money, and I gave the money, and I'm a chosheva guy, and I saved this guy, and I did that, and I did this, and I did this. We don't even need $1 million for that. You give a quarter to somebody in Flatbush in the Minyan already. You feel like a Gvirsha guy, right? Mich Vaskim? I don't know what's working. There's a dollar now, but in my days, if you gave the quarter, it was already, you're Rockefeller. Yeah, the pshat is because the order is that's not a deepest slave. That's not what Torah is looking. Torah is for a real slave. The person fixes his heart. Then it's li yishrei lev simcha. The real nodiv lev is the yishrei lev. His heart is straight for the first time. He's cleaned away. He's plowed away all the obstacles on the road. It's yosho. The road is straight now. It's the only time a person can have simcha, and everybody knows deep down that the only simcha a person ever has is when he's a yosho. All atzvos in the world, all sadness, all depression, all upsetness, comes from an unclarity. It comes from the fact that our windshields are clouded. They're clouded by midas, they're clouded by worries, they're clouded by lack of bitochen. They're clouded by a million and one things which are rooted in the fact that we're not attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu enough. And when once a year we do one pu'ula, which is kuloi yishrei lev, that's the simcha of mishenichnas adam marv mesimcha. Most of the world that we live in is not happy. I started to take a poll recently among bachrim, and I'm broadening it. Most of the world that we live in are not happy. They're not bachrim, by the way. Bachrim in Yungalai. They're not tefreed, they're not happy. And the reason why the world in general is not happy, by the way. You take a sin on the street and Flatbush and stop a guy. Everyone looks happy, but stop a guy and are you happy? Los Efes. Los Jesdako. I didn't even ask such a question. By the way, that's the result. I asked 5 boys this week the same question. That's the result I got. That doesn't mean you have to call in over here emergency psychiatric mobile stations over here to start. That's not the issue. No, everyone's doing fine. But the Olam in general, I'm not talking about the Olam sitting here, I'm talking about the Welt out there is not zufrieden. And the reason why the Welt is not zufrieden is because there's no Yisrael, there's no Menuchas HaNefesh. And everyone's in the middle of this huge, massive, mega tug-of-war. Just in tug-of-war, if I remember from camp, they only had 2 people pulling. Still so far, if you have a tug-of-war with 100 people pulling in 100 different directions at one time, all at once, that's unfortunately the state of the world today. And every person is being pulled in 100 different ways all at once, by the way, 24 hours a day. And then the guy says, I'm happy. They want to be happy. That's the opposite of Yisrael Lev. That's the opposite of a clarity of Menuchas HaNefesh. There's an avoida that especially most of you here are young Bochum, even the young Galite here, there's hope for them. You too, Rabbi Chaim Weiss.
It's good.
What?
It's good.
Say it, you're encouraged? So here kicks in the other machla of the door. And that's the all or nothing machla. It's a big epidemic which is spreading. And there are millions of people who are sick with this thing. So I must ask themselves, Seder, but I can't do it all because I can't be completely Lishman, I can't be completely Yisraelev. So I don't do anything. Shteita nishtase. Shteita. That with one pool of machzis hashekel, it's something which makes an impression on a person's neshama. The reason why the olam is not besimcha, or a person is not besimcha, is because he doesn't have clarity. He doesn't have a yashrus. His lave is not yashrus. I'm talking about what he feels in his head. Everybody knows what the emes is, by the way. Everybody knows what the emes is in the heads. The heads are yashur, right? How can you be krum in your head? If you're krum in your head, so then we're not talking about you. You're krum. Finish. The lost case. Right? People are krum, akrum. I don't know people who are, the heads are healthy, but the lave is not yosher. They don't feel that. They're being pulled apart. And a person has to work on clarity. Work on clarity in tefillah, work on clarity in avodas Hashem. Get a clarity of what you're doing. Get a clarity in learning. There's a darg of a yishrei lave in everything we do. Hello, everybody knows that when you get a clarity in a tosfos, there's no bigger simcha than that. What's the simcha? It's not a simcha of an accomplishment. It's a simcha of Yisrael Lev. It's like the clouds parted for a minute and you were able to see. That's the clarity of Yisrael Lev. We live where the heads are in the fog. We live our heads in a fog and in unclarity. And occasionally we get a glimpse of clarity. We get a glimpse of how things are supposed to look. We feel for a minute how things are supposed to look. I'm always in a taisis. I'm always in a davening. I'm always in a kiyum mitzvahs. These are things you have to work on. The simcha doesn't come by itself, and the yishrei lev doesn't come by itself. It's an avoida. It's an avoida that niskasha Moshe Rabbeinu. It's an avoida that requires a person to dig into his deepest recesses of his zich, to touch the part of him that's mitachas kisei hakoven. First, you have to think about it. You have to believe in it. You have to know it. You have to feel it. And then, every so often, you can get to a darga of yishrei lev. Episa darga, episa clarity. And the minute that kicks in, a person can get to it. The simcha comes from Eilu. Or as a rule, atzadik yishrei simcha. When there's a darg of yishrei lev, there's a darg of simcha. And everybody can get it in any pu'ula of lishma that you'll do. Any pu'ula of lishma that you'll do. You're davening shman esrei, nobody knows whether you're davening good or not. Pshim echavim takodesh baruch hu to talk to Rabbanu shel Olam. Nobody knows about it. You did an act of lishma without any personal pleasure, without any personal covet. And you daven with kavana. You already attached yourself. You machab yourself to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You learned the Tosfos, it wasn't clear. You say to yourself, I'm going back to Beis Medrash. I'm going to learn the Tosfos again. Nobody knows about it. Nobody sees about it. They're not going to speak about it. But Yeshev Baruch Hu, you're not going to get a stellar because of it. Nothing. Zero. You're not going to get a richer shidduch. Garnished. You wanted to know the Tosfos. An act of Lishma. That means a person to Yishrei Lev. That means a person raised himself up above the tug of war and was miyasher his Lev. You took your lave above the clouds, above the fog. You did something only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for that second, don't worry. You don't have to get nervous. In a few minutes, you'll be back down in the fog again and back down in the tug of war. You don't have to worry. It won't last for a long time. But in that minute, you've been zeichet to a darg of simcha. And that's the simcha. Mishenichas adar marbim b'simcha. How are we supposed to be marbim b'simcha? Is the more we work on this nekuda of yashrus, the more we work on the nekuda to be dovuk in this nekuda of clarity that we all have inside of us and to bring it out. With small actions, an action here, an action there, a person's marbe v'simcha. And the Rebbe Shem should give all of you only simcha, simcha of avodas Hashem, simcha of dveikus b'Hashem, simcha in your personal lives. It's all the same things. Every little bit of yashrus adds to the simcha.